Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we're looking at the truths surrounding the resurrection of Christ, and we're looking at those things that the resurrection established. There are still those critics who first deny the resurrection, and then there are those who dismiss the resurrection as if it was not an important event. And yet, as we saw on yesterday, the fact that Christ was resurrected proved his impeccability before God. And that simply means it proved that Christ was not guilty. Those standing around the foot of the cross said he trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. Well, may I say, God would have him. As a matter of fact, I think that Simon Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, addressed that very phrase when he said, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs. And of course, went on to say, whom God raised up, who you crucified, but whom God raised up. This is the message on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2. So what I'm saying is, the impeccability means perfection. And Christ committed no sins of his own in spite of Hollywood and all of the gainsayers and the liberals and modernists, my friend. If Christ had one single sin in thought or deed of his own to pay for, my friend, then you and I are still lost. But I'm glad to report to you that he had no sin of his own. He was impeccable, and that was proved. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And no one has ever gotten up from the grave because they've had a debt to pay. And yet Christ got up, raised by the power of God, on the third and appointed day, showing that the sin that he bore was not his own. But he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, today let's move on. Not only did it prove Christ's impeccability before God, but it also provided for the child of God's innocence in the sight of God. And a lot of people don't fully understand. Some people have the idea, and I realize that it's the maybe getting a little deeper than some care to wade, but many think that when Christ said it is finished on the cross, that everything was done and that all of salvation's plan was complete. But technically speaking, he was talking about the sacrificial portion. You see, because the book of Romans declares that he was delivered for our offenses. He was delivered for our offenses. He died for our sins. And as someone has once said, you know, the crucifixion probably couldn't get us into heaven, but it could keep us out of hell. But it was the resurrection that gets us into heaven, because the Bible says, and was raised again for our justification. Just as Christ was not guilty, just as Christ had not sinned, because of the power of the resurrection, the child of God is declared innocent in the sight of God when we claim him and when we claim his death, burial, and resurrection. Understand that this is a concept. There was no innocence in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant. The word atonement was used over and over and over. The word atonement means to cover. And that's exactly what was happening. The blood of bulls and goats never forgave, never declared anyone innocent from sin, but rather just covered it, put a Band-Aid on the cancer of sin, and it had to be dealt with at a later time. Well, may I say, thank God that sin was dealt with on the cross of Calvary, and he took our sins, and the scripture says, blotting out the ordinances that were against us, nailing them to his very cross. But I'm glad to report to you, not only did Christ provide the means where we didn't have to go to heaven, or didn't have to go to hell, but hallelujah, he provided the means where we could also go to heaven. The Bible says he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And for the child of God today, positionally, we are innocent in the sight of Almighty God. Friend, today, are you innocent in your conscience and you're innocent in your walk before God? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, meet every need today in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.